Benedict XVI arrives in Poland today and interest is stepping up. Very visible, the pointed cameras of the media world in the streets under colourful banners, yellow and white for their guests from the Vatican, red and white for Poland. Visible too, the black-clad security forces. And on the eve of the Pope's first pastoral journey abroad by choice, members of the Polish Parliament have also focused their attention on this visit, expressing their belief that it will strengthen Christian values in social life. Certainly the theme of this trip, Stand Firm in Faith, is a message of encouragement the Holy Father is to bring to the Polish people, up to 18% of whom are currently unemployed. In this overwhelmingly Catholic nation, this morning Pope Benedict will begin a spiritual pilgrimage in the footsteps of the late Pope John Paul II, an effort to pay homage and express gratitude for a fruitful over a quarter of a century pontificate. Beginning in this European nation's capital, Warsaw, it's there today that he'll be meeting with state authorities, members of the Catholic and non-Catholic churches, but his first engagement will be with the clergy when he visits the Cathedral of St. John and prays at the tomb of Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński, Poland's primate for three decades, tireless defender of human rights under communism, who once told Karol Wojtyła shortly after his election to the papacy he was to lead the church into the third millennium. But while all is ready in Warsaw, meanwhile, in Royal Krakow, where Pope John Paul II lived for 40 years and where he was ordained to the priesthood, preparations are still underway. At his old address, Franciscaya No. 3, the road with the clinking tram, at Cardinal Wojtyła's residence before he left for Rome, the window from where he was wont to gaily chat and sing with the crowds when he came back home as Pope, his picture has been taken down. In the hope, perhaps, that when the 264th successor, Peter, arrives here on Friday evening, he too will be looking out from this window, showing the orphaned JP2 generation that they are not alone, bringing with him a message of hope and spiritual joy, confirming them in their faith. In Poland, Veronika Skierzbryk, Vatican Radio.